Please introduce yourself.
Sergey Sidorenko, Kommersant newspaper, Kyiv, Ukraine. Question for Mr. Yaglund. Yesterday you had a meeting to Mr. Nemira and Yevgenia Tymoshenko, and after that meeting, press vice of Batkivshina informed journalists about your position that you think the situation in Ukraine is deteriorating and you have to do something to change it. Is it correct? And what are you going to do to change this deterioration?
She informed me about how she looked upon the situation of Tymoshenko in the prison. I listened carefully to it. I was not in a position to take any stand on it because I have not been there. I haven't seen the situation. But I said that I'm going to talk with Foreign Minister Grishenko about it today. He has today given me his information. He says and reassures that there is no ill treatment, no torture, and that she gets the medical treatment that she needs. That's where it's done. But we are following this very carefully. I mean, not only me, but I mean... in the committee ministers, they are watching this very carefully.
And about our current situation in Ukraine, not only about Tymoshenko treatment in prison.
Now, I informed her about what we are doing and what we can do in Ukraine, and that is to assist in the reform process. We have now been through a process of reforming the criminal procedure code, and we have a broad action plan with Ukraine, which is about reforming also the judiciary. So this is what the Council of Europe can do. And in the meeting I've had now with Foreign Minister Grishenko, he reassured me that we will continue and moving forward with this action plan.
Let me simply add a little bit that when we discussed the Tymoshenko case, I simply said that the medical condition, so the Yuri Tymoshenko case offered the best possible medical treatment, but she refuses for reasons which only she can explain. And that today the potentiary system also is considering the possibility for involving international medical expertise for this particular purpose. Thank you so much.
Thank you.